Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Are you struggling with the loss of someone close? I want to start by saying, I am so sorry. Today, we're going to talk about death and grieving because as intuitives, we do have a unique perspective. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, how can we start talking to people about death and grieving and, of course, the death and grieving process?
You know, there's no one way. There's so much misinformation about death. And we're going to start by telling you some stories that we've experienced directly doing this work for 20 years. But one of the things that I want to say is that as intuitives, what we do is we go and look and see what is. It's not based on rules, ideas.
What we believe.
What we believe, what we'd like to believe. It's based on what we actually see.
Right.
And this is going to be a really interesting show. So stay tuned. This may change some of your perspective.
Right. Okay.
So tell the story about that one client that we had who asked you to look at his mother-in-law after she died.
Very close friends of ours. He had seen me in action before, and so he his ex-mother-in-law, I should say it that way, she died, and he really liked her. He didn't like the daughter so much, meaning his ex-wife, but he liked her, like the mother-in-law. And so he just wanted to make sure she was okay. He wanted to make sure that he did everything that he could to help her with the transition, and he knew that I did things like that. So I went to the other side, and by the way, we're not in physical bodies, but oftentimes I will see people or souls in physical bodies after, especially after they die, because they're not ready to let go of the illusion that they're in of having a physical body. Not that that matters with what I'm about to say. Anyway, I went and I met up with this person, and she had been gone about 3, maybe even 5 days, and she was still roaming around, didn't know where she belonged, didn't know where she was supposed to go, anything like that. You know, we're not actually taught those things. We're taught we go to heaven or we go to hell, but we're not really taught that much about those things, except that in heaven it's rainbows and
unicorns.
Unicorns, yeah. Exactly.
It's not true.
Well, first off, yeah, that is not true.
And you would expect some sort of orderly process for input and intake, and it's not too. It's not like you go up to a counter and say, "I'm next." You know, tell me what to do.
Here's my order.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. No, that, and I'm laughing because, you know, it. By the way, it took, and we're going to talk about it a little bit, but it took Jason and I a little while to see what we see. And anyway, this person, I realized who I was looking for, and I called her name, and she came right to see me, and I said, you know, what are you doing? And she said, I don't know. I don't know where I belong. Did I die? And I said, yes. And, but she said, I don't know where I belong. I don't know where to go. I have, you know, there's no signs that say, if you're this person, you go this way or that kind of thing. And so I said, okay, well, here's what you do. You're going to follow this path. And, this I did know. You're going to follow this path and you're going to gain the information that you need in order for you to, one of the things that we found is we actually do work on the other side. We actually do things on the other side. And so she said, she thanked me very much. And on her way, she went. It must have been 2, maybe 3 weeks later, someone else of one of my clients had died and asked me to do the same thing, take a look. And so I did. I went to the other side. I found this person and I helped guide this person. But you could see even then that this person was confused about where he belonged. And as I was talking to this newly dead person,
the other one showed up.
I mean, it was like, wow, okay. So I finished with the person that I was there for that time. And then I walked over to the mother-in-law and I said, what's going on? Why are you here? And she said, I did what you told me to do. I said, good, okay. And she said, but while I was doing that, I realized something. And I said, what's that? And she said, there's no signs here. There's no, I'm supposed to go this way or that. And she said, I'd like to know if it would be okay with you if I could be that person that helps direct those that come to this side, if I could help direct them which way to go. And I said, well, let me think about it for a minute. And sure enough, it was like, oh my gosh, she could be an ambassador for those who have left this plane. I'm talking about the earth plane. And then
people have died.
And then then stepping to the other side. And it was the most amazing thing because yes, I still greet people on the other side. Even when I was a child, I was doing things like this. I didn't realize it, but I was. But I now have someone who knew the rules and knew the ropes. And I hate using the expression the rules, but there are certain things that you have to do or that you need to do. And the most amazing thing is that was more than 15 years ago in this time, in this earth time. And she is still the ambassador. And by the way, I want to say thank you to the ambassador. But I also want to say she and I have helped so many souls step to the other side peacefully.
So the takeaway is that people don't pass like they should. Our world today is as a screwed up on the other side as it is here.
No, and, don't tell me that.
And there's no divided highway that says heaven's this way, hell is this way. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
You know, and people are often held by loved ones who confuse love and possession. We've seen that many times.
Right.
Many people can't distinguish between being possessed
and being loved. Yes.
And many people don't know the difference. When they love someone, they're really possessing them, or they don't know, you know, they can't tell the difference. So when their loved ones die, right, they seek to hold on to them.
Right.
You know, the other thing is that people choose to die or not at the level of your essence. But
right,
this negative energy interferes with that decision. That's why a lot of people who leave do so under bad circumstances, you know.
Right.
And usually fear of death is more at the level of the earthly personality, not at the level of essence.
Exactly. And by the way, that's one of the things that I see about people when someone says so-and-so is dying or I just lost my old boss, to death or COVID, something to that effect. Yes, we still have effects from this side when we step to the other side, but oftentimes people resist stepping to the other side and get stuck in pain. In fact, my next story, if you don't mind, Jason, is about exactly that. Really, really good friend. Her father was was dying and you know, got a diagnosis that things were not good. And he said, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to stand. I'm going to fight this. And nothing's going to get in my way. You know, excuse me, hell or high water. I'm going to survive this. Well, I got a phone call. This was probably 6 months after the diagnosis had been made, maybe a little more. And my friend, she said to me, Patricia, he's in major pain. Is there anything you can do? And I said, do you think he's ready? And she said, I don't think he even knows if he's ready because he's in so much pain. So I said, okay, no problem. I stepped to the other side and then I called his name and he basically lifted his head up and I put my hand out and I said, take my hand. I'm going to help you to the other side and it will be painless and you will be out of pain. Less than 3 hours later. And by the way, I'm, you know, making this a short story, but less than 3 hours later, I got a phone call from my friend and she said, he's gone. Can you check on him? I said, I already have. He's gone because I helped him step to the other side. And she said, I want you to know I didn't want him to go, but he needed to go, but he was in so much pain. I really believe that it was in the best interest of him.
Now, you normally, in essence, can make those decisions.
Yes.
But sometimes with the negative energy, with other people's agendas,
right,
and it gets really confusing.
Exactly. And by the way, he was so grateful that I helped him step to the other side. And he was more than happy to go with the ambassador and on this new journey that he was embarking. It was enlightening, I have to tell you.
One of the things that we see is that souls last forever, that when you die, your soul continues. And that's kind of implied in all the things that we've been saying, but I want to say that specifically.
Right.
You know, one religion doesn't have a hold on everlasting life or having the soul go on and on and on.
Correct.
It's a natural part of life.
So, Jason, did we get to all the key points? All right, key points, Jason, please.
We all have everlasting life, but the energy dimension is also disorderly and chaotic. Many people who die don't pass to the other side like they should and don't transition like intended.
Or like they wanted to.
Yes.
We'll say it that way.
Heaven or hell is the net positive of the negative energy that you take with you. In other words, if you're already in a lot of conflict within yourself, negative energy, negative emotions, you take that with you.
Right.
And if you're truly happy, you take that with you.
Okay.
And then the ecosystem approach teaches you to work with positive, negative energy so you can have a good net outcome, the net of the positive and negative in your life.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about grief and the huge misconceptions about sending off loved ones and how that works based on what we've seen as intuitives. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? Well, you are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th for the International Conference on Resilience for Women as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Walk away with the tools and inspiration to motivate and empower yourself. Don't miss this global online event, Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Stories packed full of possibility, power, and of course, resilience. Be empowered, inspired, and committed to your own well-being. Coming together with powerful women, knowing that you are not facing life alone. Get your tickets now at resilientwomensconference.com under the register tab. That's resilientwomensconference.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about grief and the huge misconceptions about sending off loved ones and how that works based on what we've seen as intuitives. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what are the misconceptions about grief, and is there a correct way to send off a loved one?
Well, first of all, there is no correct or proper way to send off a loved one. One of the biggest misconceptions is that you have to say goodbye, or that you have to have some sort of positive interaction with a loved one before they pass. This is not true. You can continue to have a relationship after someone passes. And it happens all the time. We're going to talk about that. You know, here's some more stories. Okay. My mother has dementia and she's almost deaf. So she has a cochlear implant and we can have basic conversation like it's time to eat. It's cold outside. It's time for bed, you know, those sorts of things.
Right.
But we can't have long, you know, she actually has the mental capacity, but because of her hearing, it just slows everything down. It's very frustrating.
Yes.
So, and she has dementia. So she's part of the time she becomes vacant. So what we've done is gone around to the back door and we've been talking to her essence with great success.
Yes.
And when she goes, she's 90 years old and she's pretty frail, but when she goes, we're going to continue to talk to her. It's
right.
Not like we have to say something at the last minute to make sure that, you know, like it's over, like it's a specific line.
A cut and dry.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the other things is that my dad, who died 6 years ago, is hanging around and he's calling her, and not in a good way. My dad was very possessive with his love of her and he had her trapped.
He saw love as being... controlling
in service to him.
Yes.
And his motives to be here and call her to be with him now are not good.
Right.
And we're trying to give her an experience. We're clearing her essence and doing what her essence came here to do in the first place to help her with that, so that when she does pass, it'll be a better situation.
Right.
But we can't talk to her about that in a regular way. So we're doing that by talking to her essence.
Well, and I just have one small little story. Yesterday, for the first half of the day, she was being what I would call vacant. I would say something to her and 3 seconds later, you could tell things weren't registering, so forth. And I mean, it's very difficult.
It was a blank look. Yes.
Really blank. And so it's very difficult to deal with people like that. And So I said to Jason, I think we need to clear your mom. And so we did. And we spent a few minutes, and within 20 minutes tops, I went to make sure she was doing okay, because I check on her on a regular basis. She's 90. And she said, "Hi, how you doing? Everything okay? What is there anything I can do for you right now?" And by the way, that is the exact opposite of
what she was a few minutes ago.
What she was, yes, for the first half of the day. It was a tough
one. She likes to do little jobs around the house that makes her feel useful.
Yeah, it's very absolutely. Important to her. And she loves it when she can do something for me, like things in the kitchen and that sort of thing. But the point that we're trying to make is that by using the ecosystem approach and clearing,
yes,
absolutely, it makes a difference. We're not saying we're keeping her here her free will. We're not holding on to her, not at all. What we're trying to do is clear the negative energies even while she's here and when she steps to the other side.
So, you know, to make it a much more easy process, but my dad keeps hanging around.
Yes.
You know, both, my sister said this to me the other day when he was starting to go, he was in
assisted living.
Yes. No, a skilled nursing facility.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Just before he died, like a week before he died.
Right.
You know, and I didn't rush to be by her side to say goodbye or anything like that. I didn't want to. We had bad feelings. Our relationship was done. And my sister felt the same way. She didn't do it either.
And the irony is you guys didn't know it.
Well,
about each other.
I knew how she felt about him, but I didn't, you know, and she just told me today, yesterday that, no regrets after 6 years, there's still no regrets,
right?
You know, it was a negative relationship. We had put it in a place for us and we were fine with it, but he's still hanging around and not in a good way.
Right.
You know, people think, oh, I've got to tell someone I love them before they die. Well, you know, so a lot of times they can hang around. You can always say those words, but it's always the net. And people don't understand this. When someone dies, the negative and the bad stuff and the good stuff, the net of that is what they carry with them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you say that last I love you or
the last I don't like you.
Usually more.
I was being
eloquent.
Nice.
Yes, it was more eloquent than that. But that stays.
Right.
You know, there's this major misconception about closure and how that works, that you have to make peace or express your feelings with someone before they die. Like that's it.
Yeah.
It's not true. As intuitive, we see that it's not true.
Yeah.
And it's after they die, it's not too late.
Well, because you can continue to talk to them.
Exactly.
And communicate with them.
You know, the real way to have closure, and I don't like that word because it sounds definite.
Right.
It sounds like that's absolute, is to clear the negative emotions so you can put the relationship in a proper perspective.
Exactly. And, you know, and by doing that, it makes a huge difference, not only for you, but for the person who is either getting ready to leave or that has already stepped to the other side.
If you have a bad relationship with someone, it's not important to say your piece before they leave, because chances are that the relationship's still going to be negative.
Right.
There are a lot of people that you can't have a relationship with. You can't resolve it, at least not easily. And right. But what's important is clearing yourself.
Yeah.
So you understand what your motives are, what you really want.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's huge. You know, Jason, what about the death of a pet?
You know, a lot of times when you have a relationship with a pet that replaces rich, satisfying human relationships, the loss of a pet can be devastating. But that's because you can't go out and make other connections with human beings afterwards.
Right.
You know, we have two dogs. We love them. They're part of our family. If we lost them, it would really hurt. But we would get over it and we would move on.
Right.
And grief is an energy that you can clear. There's no rules about how to grieve. But here's what one of the major things I want to say in this segment is that you can continue to talk to people after they die, and with the ecosystem approach, we help you develop this evolved consciousness where you're not only aware of your own emotions, you're aware of other people's emotions.
Which is amazing. You know, Jason, I have a really big story about this.
Yes.
That I had no idea, truly, I had no idea was going to happen. I'm talking about when 9/11 happened. Jason and I worked in downtown San Francisco, and the city was, they basically evacuated or told people, go home. And so we did. And we went home and ate lunch and then laid down and took a nap. I mean, what better time? You know, you got a day off, and I'm not discounting what happened to anybody on this at all. What I'm saying is that we took this nap, and I kind of woke up a little bit, or, you know, started to wake up, and I could feel something was different. Something wasn't. I mean, I have the ability, since I was a child, you've heard, to connect with those who have died. But did I have any idea that I was going to wake up to this? I felt something was in my presence.
Yeah.
Well, something was in my presence, and I looked up, and in the bedroom, and I truly didn't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and count, but there had to have been 20 to 30 souls, but / still in bodies, in the bedroom. And I have to say, it was a little, it wasn't frightening to me. That stuff doesn't scare me, but it was a little, what's this all about? So I basically tapped Jason on the shoulder and I said, please don't move. But Jason, there's a few people, souls in the room. And he said, huh, what do you mean? So I explained to him that, you know, I didn't know where they came from. I didn't know anything at the moment. And he said, well, ask them what they want. And by the way, this is how Jason and I work. It's like, you know, we're a great team. And so I said,
she does a communication. I sit there and sit back and say, okay, what's going on here? What's
exactly
important
here? And yeah. It's great. So I said, who are you and what are you doing? What are you doing here? And everybody started talking at once. And I said, no, one, pick one. I want one person to talk. So this guy basically came forward and he said, we're some of the souls that just got blown up. And I said, what? And he basically said, I said, well, wait a minute. What are you doing here? I mean, that happened in New York. Did something else happen while I was asleep? He said, no. He said, from New York, we could see your beacon of light. And I was like, oh, okay. And by the way, time from the other side to this side is not the same. It doesn't work
time,
that way.
Time, distance, geography is not
the same. It doesn't work that way. And, So, by the way, this was learning about that as well. And you have a question?
No. So what we did, I'm just shortening up because we're running out of time.
Okay.
So what we did was we started clearing them because they were traumatized.
Oh,
and
majorly.
They were of the belief, oh, I have to have this last communication with children or husbands. Mothers, fathers,
all of it.
All these things that wanted to be said. And we cleared them so those things so the trauma of needing to say those was gone.
That's where we started. It was amazing.
Now, you know, it's up to those people if they wanted to make those connections. You know, we often heard, this is anecdotal, you know, someone that you love
dies.
Leaves, you have this sense that they're there. That's good. Keep talking to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, use it.
Exactly.
You know, use the
exactly.
ecosystem approach, and you can be more clear about those things and develop your intuition.
Right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
There's no proper way to send off a loved one. Last words are not important.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose someone, it's the totality of the relationship that lasts, not the last words. It's never too late. The energy of relationship continues into death, and you can make it positive. And if it's not positive, then let it go.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to see problems, solutions at the deepest level, and then change the energy.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about the coulda, woulda, shoulda when it comes to death of someone close. You haven't heard this perspective before. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about coulda, woulda, shouldas when it comes to death of someone close. This is a very interesting perspective. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than you were commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So what happens, Jason, when someone dies suddenly, like by suicide or overdose or car accident, something like that?
The trauma to those left behind can be significant. These situations are a reflection of the relationships and the energies that are negative or can be very negative. For example, a suicide. There's obviously a lot of trauma when someone commits suicide. An overdose, for example.
Well, on both sides, let's just say it that way.
Yes, on both sides. Those things can be cleared. That's the way you deal with it. For accidents, it's a little bit different. But you have to be able to, you know, use your own knowing of yourself and the other person to be able to put it into some sort of context. Mm-hmm. Another story. This was in the news. Nick Cordero.
COVID.
He was a Broadway star, and his wife Amanda did a lot of social media stuff because she basically dropped him off. She couldn't go in with him to the hospital, and he died. He went through all sorts of trauma. He was on a ventilator. He had his leg amputated. His heart stopped a couple times. She was able to talk to him through some sort of FaceTime thing, but basically, you know, she wasn't able to be there with him. And he died, and she had a little baby. So I can imagine the trauma in a situation like that. Here's what we want to say about that. In these horrific situations, trying to understand by blaming yourself, thinking about all the things that you could have done are not
helpful. That's coulda, woulda, shoulda, huh?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You know, but they can be cleared. You know, you have a regret, clear the regret. Mm-hmm. Are there things you want to continue the relationship? I can imagine Amanda probably wants to continue the relationship with Nick. She can do that. You know, when you use the ecosystem approach, you have a form of evolved consciousness where you're able to transcend your own physicality and use your intuition to work with those energies. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, for Patricia and I, it's kind of natural.
Yeah.
We do it all the time. And the first thing that you have to have in a horrific situation, whether it's an accident, an overdose, a suicide, is self-knowledge, because it's always about you, what's unique to you and your relationship with that other person and that uniqueness of that relationship.
Right.
You can't make a one-size-fits-all type of, these are the rules that you have to have in these situations. It doesn't work that way. But knowing yourself is a big deal.
Well, you know? And Jason, I want to jump in and say, when my mother died, which was a long time ago, she and I ended up in a huge argument 2 days before her death. And so I was mad. I wasn't going to go back to the hospital. And I didn't, because she died. And I have to tell you, I carried that around for years. But after I learned about the ecosystem approach and realized I could use my intuition, I cleared that guilt and that shame about all of it. And for the most part, I'm at peace about my mom now, which is good. And I don't know that she is with me, but I know that I am with her.
And that's what's important. You know, yes. A lot of times we have these relationships with people that have been really toxic in our life, and trying to make sense of that is not easy. And by knowing yourself first and you're part of the relationship, you can clear it and then go forward. That's mm-hmm. the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to talk about Patricia had her heart valve surgery, and this is kind of standard for our relationship. You know, it's not like either one of us is dead. We're both here, very much alive, talking to you right now. But she had heart valve surgery, which is open heart surgery. And the surgery went well. I was there with her daughter, and the doctor came out and said the surgery went well and told us to go home because she's going to be in ICU for a while. And then I was almost home, and he called, and he told me, I'm going back in. There's blood coming out of her chest tube, and I can't say for certain, but if she's bleeding, I have to go back and make sure that she's not, so nothing bad happens. So it was a very short conversation. I turned the car around and I started going back, but I started talking to her. I knew why she was bleeding, and I knew the metaphor of bleeding was a form of anger. It was like, rrr. And we were talking because she wasn't conscious, but I was talking to her and clearing, saying, hey, okay, it's really, I know you're really angry about this. Let's clear it. And this is what I was doing on driving back to the hospital. And as it turned out, she was fine. She was cracked open twice, which wasn't optimal by any means. But, and I know you have some memories of that too, don't you?
Yes. Well, actually, a few months before I had the open heart surgery, a friend who actually got me into doing watercolor, she basically died from ovarian cancer, and it was quite devastating, especially even for the whole town that we lived in. We lived in a very small town. But the point I'm getting at is that while I was on the other side, and I can't...
you're under anesthesia.
Under anesthesia.
Which is a form of being on the other side.
In a way, yeah. Yes. I saw this friend and I said, what are you doing here? And she said, I'm here to get you. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, you just take my hand and everything's going to be okay. Well, that was kind of like a big alarm for me. Like, what? And I said to her, why would I go with you? I have other things to do on earth. I have other things to do. And she said, but so many people need you here. And I said, I understand that, but I'm not done.
It was a trick.
It was a huge trick.
It was negative energy.
So, and understand that negative energy can happen anywhere. And by the way, I didn't have the memory of that until I was up moving around. I guess it was a couple of months after my surgery that I happened to walk by her house, and I remembered her begging me, take my hand. I need you. We need you here.
So
it was interesting.
You know, and we've talked about, you know, Patricia and I have a really nice relationship. We have a very intense love between us that
yes.
is, I hope it shows on the radio show. And I know that if something happened to one of us, that relationship would continue. Mm-hmm. Now, she always says that I can't leave because she doesn't know how to turn on the TV.
And I'm not kidding, everyone.
That kind of information doesn't translate very well from the non-physical to the physical.
Oh, okay. But now you can't leave until you do. Okay.
But the truth is that those feelings and that support and that tenderness can stay with you with someone who you love.
Yes, exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Accidents, suicide, and overdoses create a lot of negative energy, but just clear it.
Right.
Self-knowledge and evolved consciousness are the keys to making sense of horrific situations. Mm-hmm. Using intuition and energy is always beneficial for difficult situations, and the ecosystem approach teaches you and helps you deal with awful situations that are so they're in your best interest.
I love that. And by the way, I am walking living proof of that one. So, Jason, let's teach everyone who doesn't know how to do the clearing or use the ecosystem approach, I should say. Let's teach them that, and then in the next segment, we'll do some major clearing.
So your posture is not important. A lot of people think you have to be reverent or have your head bowed or sit in a lotus position. That's not, for this, you don't need that at all.
Be comfortable is what he's saying.
Be comfortable. You can sit, stand, slouch, whatever you want. And then when I say to eliminate, take whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, specific emotions, gather those up in your body and blow them into a trash can. Now, if you don't have a trash can close by, use your mind's eye, your imagination to create a trash can. If you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, you can download a picture of what we call the processor. And that processor, you put in the negative energy, it processes the energy, so it comes out neutral. So that's the best thing. That's the best vision. I would love to have you, put, as you do the clearing with us every week, put that stuff in the processor. And we'll take care of it and make sure it's handled. If you put it in the trash can, we'll help you empty the trash can. That's not a problem.
Exactly. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearings for grief and sadness that comes from the loss of a loved one. These clearings will help you even if you don't have a recent loss. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. 2 very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some clearings for grief and sadness that comes from the loss of a loved one. These clearings will help you even if you don't have a recent loss. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that our essence continues to live after death.
Take a breath.
Gather up those veils and illusions, blow it out.
Put it into the trash can or the processor. And to eliminate anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that blocks the proper transition from life to death. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear of trusting that I can be okay after death of someone close by clearing the grief.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the totality of the relationship lasts into death. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that I can continue a relationship and communicate after death.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
Here's one of my favorites that is on the list today, Jason. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that unresolved conflict can be cleared in life and in death. Take a breath. Easy on yourself here. Tips of your toes. Breath, breathe, and blow it out. Put that into the processor or trash can.
Here's the most important part of that one. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that unresolved conflict can be cleared for me in both life and death.
Good one.
So that I don't get confused about who I'm clearing it for.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Good one. And to eliminate the false belief that final communication is absolutely necessary prior to death, I release and let go that false belief. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see I have options for relationship and communication before and after death.
Oh, nice.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my difficulty believing that I have power over grief that I can use as needed. Take a breath.
By the way, that's the ecosystem approach. And to eliminate my compulsion to trust and be guided by old rules, practices, and I would even say wise tales about death that don't really serve me.
Right.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my compulsion to ignore my relationships until death and then have intense grief about them. I release and let go this compulsion. Take a breath.
And to eliminate seeing myself as a machine that goes through the motions without perceiving my emotions. Take a breath. No machines. in the ecosystem approach.
And I'd just like to do a couple for the world today, Jason.
Okay.
So imagine a globe, everyone. And what we're going to do is you're going to take your hand or your imagination and make it go all the way around the world and then drop the negative energies into a huge dumpster, which we'll take care of. And it starts like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate for myself and all the people around the world the grieving that I'm doing for those that I've known that have COVID or that I've known or that I haven't known that have COVID. Take a breath, nice and easy, all the way that have passed. Thank you very much. That all the way around the world and then into that dumpster.
And to eliminate the barriers for all of us so we can come together and find a solution.
Right.
Collectively.
Yes.
To see it as a form of collective action to make it so it's so we prevent deaths in the future.
Take a breath. Now, I neglected. I got so excited that we were going to be doing the clearings. I forgot to tell you how to activate life force energy. And by the way, it's the most powerful energy in the world. Follow me today. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath. Pull that life force energy in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your torso. Let it go down your arms, down your legs. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn it around and let that life force energy help you remove more negative energy. Take a breath, everyone, and blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to see death and life with a new perspective.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust that clearing my grief and sadness will open up new possibilities for my life. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to work with my relationships now and not postpone them until it feels like it's too late or they've died.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, creativity, hope, if I didn't say it, laughter and love and fun and joy in my life. Not only for myself, but help others have that as well. Starting right now, pull that in through the top of your head. Breathe. Tips of your toes, any negative energy left over, blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is a biggie. We're talking about negative energy.
Mm.
And we've never talked about this before explicitly. We say it all the time in our shows, but we've never talked about it as one topic. And I believe that this is one of our greatest our greatest expertise that is a value to you,
mm-hmm.
because it's the reason that you don't have what you want in life.
Oh.
The reason that you listen to Transformation Talk Radio or to our show is because you're looking for something, you want something.
Right.
And it's the negative energy that's keeping you from that.
Right. Right.
So be sure and listen to the show. This is going to be a big deal.
And in that, I'm going to take that moment and say, thank you, Transformation Talk Radio, for letting us get this information out there. It's huge, everyone. So, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to you personally?
If you're listening right now and something about this grief, death, and dying has touched you, you know, I want to say that we want to help. And I realized that a lot of things we said today, we didn't give you enough information to totally figure it out.
True.
But if you want more information and real support from the ecosystem approach, we've set it up so it's all free. All you have to do is listen to our show every week, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free subscription service and make sure the box is checked for our weekly clearings. And what will happen is that you'll get those weekly clearings. A lot of our listeners have told me that, hey, they put it on their phone. They do the clearings in between our shows. And then at the end of the show, they do the clearings with us. And it starts to change you. It starts to uncover you. That's what you're doing at that point. You're uncovering yourself so that the real you is going to come forward.
What about Facebook, Jason?
We have a Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. You know, please go on there and like it. I really appreciate that.
He whines when nobody likes
him. I really do. I really do when you do that. And especially, you know, if you like the show today, if you have questions about the show, you can always reach out to us.
Or if you have a suggestion about a future show.
Yes, this show was requested. So you can connect with us via email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay.
Just send it to us and we'll be happy to respond.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.